Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Very excited about having our good friend Janet Christie back on the show. Janet is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, an outstanding resource for us, a great management mind that we've enjoyed her wisdom and her experience on the show now for almost 7 years. She's the founder and the president of Leverage and Development. She has a book that I don't have in front of me, so I'm going to get her to tell us the name of it so I don't mess it up as I bring her in here. Janet Christie, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me on.
It's good to have you back. Remind us the title of the book.
Well, there's two, Capitalizing on Being Woman-Owned, and then the later one is 101 Winning Marketing Actions for Small Businesses.
There you go. See, I knew I'd mess that up not having them right in front of me for some reason. Anyway, thanks again for being part of our day. I heard that you heard that the elevator pitch is dead.
Yes.
Yeah. In case there's someone who just, you know, they just checked out of a monastery or somewhere, you know, off of some high mountain and they haven't been in the marketplace, tell the audience what an elevator pitch is.
Well, for the last 10 years,
how many?
At least 10, maybe longer. But for a long time, everybody's been telling all of us people who try to sell a product, whether we're a business owner or just a salesperson, I shouldn't say that, just a salesperson, they're very important. But whether we're a business owner or a salesperson, they've been telling us that we needed an elevator speech. That was something you could... a phrase, a sentence, a paragraph that you could say to someone on an elevator ride, a typical elevator mm-hmm. ride, that would explain your business.
The truth is, these have been around since there have been elevators.
Oh.
but when I first learned how to do it, we didn't call it an elevator pitch, we just did it.
Exactly.
I think the naming of it happened about 10 years ago, Janet.
Yeah, I don't remember hearing it when I first became a salesperson in telecommunications.
Well, but you're just a little kid, though. you're so young. You probably don't remember. Anyway, so it's the thing that you say to someone when you. What we used to say is if you're getting on an elevator with somebody on and you get on the first floor with them, and you're going to the 10th floor, but they're only going to the 5th floor. You should, if they say, what do you do on the way up, you should be able to tell them what you do before they get off the elevator, right?
Right. Yes. Which I always thought that was a strange name for it because I thought there was a rule that you didn't talk on elevators.
A little creepy, right? Sometimes. So, okay, so that's the idea. That's the metaphor, the elevator speech. But having developed this thing, as you say, all these years now, are you hearing now that it's dead?
I am. It was really strange because two people have told me that recently, and what makes it so strange is that those two people used to help people develop their elevator speech.
Right. Wow. So obviously the elevator thing is just a metaphor, but so the idea would be you'd be at a networking event, and someone would say, what do you do? And in say, 22.5 seconds, you could tell them what you do.
Right. That was why there was an elevator speech, or why somebody decided to name it.
I used to have in my former business when I had a consulting company. Someone would say, "What do you do?" I said, "I'm a vice president. You can rent."
That's a very good one, actually.
Well, and it worked. It worked like a charm, and you know, I could do that and give them their money back, give them their change back, you know. So why is that not a good idea anymore? Why is that dead?
Well, I think what has happened is not so much that it has died as that it has morphed or changed. And I think that now you cannot have one elevator speech. And I think that's because of two things. One, people are starting to figure out that they need to have a description, an explanation, a sales pitch of their business to suit their audience.
Yeah.
And the other second, and then we can talk about these, but the second one is that is social media. Because social media has, there's lots of things out there. Let's take LinkedIn and Facebook as two examples. Facebook is supposed to be more, you know, fun, and LinkedIn is more business. So that mm-hmm. means that you have two purposes and two audiences there, probably. So you have to say things in a different way in both of those social media. And if you're doing something on social media that's much more specific, your message has got to be much more specific, too.
Right.
So that's the two reasons or two things I think that are happening that are causing
so,
the elevator.
So what's dead is having one little thing, one little nugget that you share with everybody.
Yes. And
you got to have multiples.
Yes, and I think that's great because probably you did this, and I know I have. I had several anyway because it should suit the audience.
Right.
So one size fits all was never really true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, all right, so what? Give us an example. You got some examples of what a multiple pitches might look like, might sound like?
Well, it's got to suit your audience. So if I'm talking about what I do for small businesses and I'm talking to a small business, it's going to be mm-hmm. a message to them. If I'm talking only to women-owned businesses, which is primarily where I work, then that can be much more specific than if it's a general audience with varied ages and genders. Mm-hmm. If I'm talking to a small business center, which I do research for, feasibility
right.
studies and grant writing, that'd be a different pitch, but it's all the same topic, and it's really all the same services.
And but what is not different, I think, what I'm hearing you say now, what is not has not changed is that you need to be prepared with these.
Yes, and you need
What's,
to know...
What is dead is having one elevator pitch prepared. I mean, but yeah. But what is not dead is having is that you should have, you should still have elevator pitches developed. But the ES on the end of that is what's new, right? The plural part.
Pitches, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Hold on to that thought, Janet Christie, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Janet joined us. She's going to stay with us and talk to us about this some more. How to talk to customers a little bit better. After these messages, 20 after. Stay.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.